He's with us every week, co-founder and CEO of Barakar Ventures. Rama, good afternoon to you.
Well, hello.
And our first guest is Victoria Tomlinson. She's chief executive at Northern Lights PR, and she's talking to us this afternoon about her new e-book. It's called From Student to Salary with Social Media, and it really gives some great tips and advice to students who are looking for jobs, what to do, how to use social media really as a great tool for you to bridge that gap, which seems to be pretty big actually, between the being a student and actually being sort of employed in the sort of the world of work, let's say. And also I think warnings more so to students to just sort of be aware about what you do post on, be it social media, be it Facebook or Twitter, that as we've always mentioned, always say on this show, is pretty much should be considered public knowledge. And so obviously be very, very careful with your privacy settings, etc.
But even when you've got your privacy settings there, don't assume, you know, loads of these kids have got so many hundreds of
friends.
Friends. You know, anybody could be the father or the mother of one of their friends.
Very good point, actually.
Could mention, there's nothing private. You know, just assume people can see it, I would say.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And it's such a small world here, I think, talking about the UAE. It's very well, you know, people are so connected here. You're absolutely right. You just don't know who perhaps the friend of a friend, a mother or a father, etc. is. Of any of your so-called friends anyway.
I think also the other thing is that there are different generational things here, and that I gather that going amongst teenagers at the moment, there's a sort of mood about a lot of banter that I find deeply unpleasant, if I'm honest. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of, I would see it as being bullying. Now, the teenagers say they're okay with that they all understand the context that this is being done in. But you have to think, what we say is, imagine your grandmother going on and looking at this conversation. What would she take away from that? And I think, you know, when you're looking for a job, just give yourself the best chance. Don't, you know, Rama was just saying she gets thousands and thousands of you know, emails and letters and things of people applying for jobs. Employers are looking for reasons to exclude you. Don't make this
easier.
One of those areas. Just give yourself the best chance. And when someone goes onto your Facebook or whatever else, you think, oh, I like the look of that. This is worth exploring.
Absolutely.
Do you give examples of how people are doing it right?
I do, yes. And I gave a talk at one university, and it was late afternoon, and I was telling them about the importance of having your LinkedIn profile being 100% complete, because that improves search engine searching. And literally the next morning I got an email from Josh, who is quoted in there, and he already had an employer approaching him, and he was offered the job.
Wonderful.
So, you know, that was within 24 hours of completing it. Even I was a bit sort of, really? But it was a great story.
And I'm just wondering, you know, you said it, the book is called From Student to Salary, but as you mentioned, I mean, this could be really, I suppose, these tools and tips are for anyone, not just students.
They are
for anyone who's perhaps searching for a
job. Well, I tested it out on all sorts of people, and several people came back and said, oh my goodness, there's lots in here that I could learn from. You know, things like your profile on LinkedIn, lots of people don't really understand how that's all working. Mm-hmm. They don't understand the advanced search mechanism. I gave a talk last week to heads of law firms, and nobody there had used the LinkedIn advanced search button. Mm-hmm. So if you don't understand what's happening, and I think the other surprise for students is already a third of employers are using social media for recruitment.
Yeah.
And that's changing really sort of exponentially all the time. So if you're not using it, you're going on Google and putting things like, does anybody know, on social media, and you want to be found.
Yeah. We've had a text message come through from Patsy. I'm not sure if maybe you can help, but she says, I need to be able to set up a business Facebook and LinkedIn and understand how to manage it. Where can I do a workshop or course? Not had much luck in search. We've had some questions actually before about that as well, and top of my head, I can't think. I mean,
At the shelter, there are a number of events that happen free of charge. Where we've had a few on open diversity. So if you look at the shelter.ae website or subscribe to their newsletter, there are always free events happening there and at the pavilion.
And I also know that they ask people as well, what do you want to know about?
Exactly.
And if they get lots of people saying, look, please can we do a course on
exactly.
blah, 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 I know that they'll probably end
Yeah, I mean, with Open Diversity, I've put it out there, I've said I'm happy to give. I mean, we've done a 101 social media for business but would be happy to run another one if someone's looking.
I also went to a networking. It was a great one. Called
Heels and Deals.
Yes, the other evening, and it was the first time I came across them. But they have run a lot of these sorts of workshops. I mean, well, you may well have done it for them or something. And the British Business Group and some of these other networking. I think they're all of them trying to put these sorts of things on and helping start-up businesses. Mm.
Well, hopefully, good luck with that, Patsy. Another question has come in saying, is it okay to put a profile picture and just put an abstract image? I think, or put. Okay, is it okay not to put a profile picture? Sorry, and just put an abstract image.
If it's relevant, I think, to your business, then it's okay, whether it's the logo or. But honestly, I shy away from connecting with people that I don't see their picture. There's a lot that you can tell.
Interesting, right.
Especially because it's social media, mm-hmm. you know. This isn't.
You don't know who you're talking to.
Yeah, and because now with the scares that happened on LinkedIn, with all of these abuses, you kind of look for a complete profile. Mm. So I am looking for data and picture. But, you know. It could give me a professional picture.
I came across somebody the other day who works for a security firm and they can't. So I said to him, we'll put a logo or something like that. Mm-hmm. This is for the older generation on using LinkedIn. But you do need something in that box, otherwise your profile's not complete. So, yes.
I think on the Twitter it's the egg, isn't it?
You want to ditch the egg.
Yeah, because if you've got an egg there, you look like you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Then you've just started out and haven't got a clue.
You've not hatched yet. Well, there you go. So, yeah, probably put. And also, of course, do look at the profile picture. I've seen some shocking pictures. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you've got that on as your profile picture.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to put your head into the head of the employer. You've got yourself an interview. They've rung you up. They're going to do a quick search on you. Don't you want to look appropriate for that industry that you're going to work in? So if you're looking for a law or accountancy, think about what do people wear there. If you're going into the creative industry, you might want to look a little bit more creative.
Yeah.
But, you know, just be appropriate for the sort of job you're looking for.
You could have, I mean, would you say that you still can have a personal Facebook page and a business Facebook page, even though you may be still a student? Would you have a professional Facebook page? Do you think that would be possible, or would you not need to bother doing that?
I don't know that you need two separate identities. I think, you know, like in real life, when you first meet someone, you're not necessarily spilling your guts out to them. Mm-hmm. So you want to be that person on Facebook. You know, you want to be at that level. Otherwise, you know, all the privacy settings in the world. But I would always say be cautious. Because, again, when it's a split identity, they can still see that. They can, why does this person have two profiles? What is it about them, you know?
Yeah, I suppose unless they were sort of, if it was very cleverly done and it was sort of student seeking job, kind of, this is my profile.
Well, you could have a page. You could have a page, and then you can have your personal profile, and the page is separate then.
But LinkedIn is the place to be really professional and really demonstrate your skills, have a blog, link it to your LinkedIn profile. Mm-hmm. And that's where I would say for most people, that's demonstrating you. No, there's no confusion about your private life in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have to leave it there, Victoria. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on to the programme.
Can I just say, it's available from our Facebook page, and it's very cheap, just 6 dirhams.
Wonderful. And how do we get on to that?
So Northern Lights PR on Facebook.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure. I wish you all the very best. You must come back and let us know how it goes.
I will do, definitely.
I think you've been, you said just off air that you love writing, and this could be the first of
what's to come. I'm wanting to do a lot more e-books. I love doing this. Thank you very much.
All the best to you. Thanks very much. Victoria Tomlinson there, talking to us about her first ebook, From Student to Salary with Social Media. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We have the news headlines.